We're talking today with Craig Uden, who, of course, is the president of National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Craig, let's talk a little bit about two or three things that are going on right now within the really impacting our cattle industry. Might start with trade. It seems like that continues to be very much front burner with the NAFTA negotiations. Talk about maybe redoing the Korean free trade deal. I know that sends shivers up and down the backs of a lot of folks in the cattle industry.
Well, Korea definitely. When he come back out and talked to President Trump about just dropping the free trade agreement with Korea, we pushed back pretty hard, and we had a lot of people and throughout the industry that contacted their representatives, and we can't afford to lose and step backwards on Korea. That's become our second largest trading partner with almost about $1 billion worth of trade, and we're going to continue to keep pushing, whether it be NAFTA, or South Korea, or opening new trade markets out there. You know, China's been talked about. We opened it. It's been kind of quiet, but now there's some traction out there saying, hey, this might be an all right deal. We're seeing a little bit of movement out there. So trade is vital for us as far as we've increased our cow numbers. We've got a lot of quality out there. We're consuming more domestically, but we have a lot of protein coming on the market, so we have to have trade. Now, really, truthfully, trade is the future of the industry because so many of the people live outside our borders.
Let's talk about that NAFTA negotiation that continues. I know there's some talk now that may well get pushed back as far as a final deal past the midterm elections. That's got to be a worry.
It is a worry. You know, we'd like this thing just to kind of move and get done and completed. Of course, you know, the agriculture sector, particularly the beef sector with zero tariffs, very beneficial. You know, a lot of people don't always understand the amount of volume that we trade up and down with Canada on both ends of the country, whether it be the West Coast or the East Coast. Mexico is vital to us because they consume a lot of pieces of our product that we don't necessarily consume that would lower the value of the carcass. It's just never a good thing to have those trading partners on edge, because what it does is makes them start looking for other alternatives, and that's never a good option for us, because if we're going to continue to build the industry, we really need to work with our closest two neighbors, and that'd be Canada and Mexico.
I guess the other piece of the puzzle within the trade jigsaw puzzle is Japan and the worry about, you know, not moving forward with the bilateral after not going forward with TPP.
There's more. We wanted the TPP. We know it was pulled. There's possibility that someday that can be relooked at, but today it's a bilateral talk. So it has been put on the front burner with this administration. That's the first bilateral agreement they want to work with. I know Secretary Lighthizer's been over there and talked with them a little bit about that. There seems to be not a lot of traction for right now, but I think at least the ball is rolling, and we know we're going to be working on moving forward to the bilateral with Japan. You know, the thing that really kind of stung us a little bit, we've had extremely good export to Japan. Then we went over our quota on frozen beef, and consequently that was a 26% reduction, I believe, in the month of August for exports to Japan. So as some of our competing countries, we've greatly benefited by trade this year. And part of that is we've had the available supply and the quality, and some of the other competing countries have not. As they come back on board, if we get our hands tied, then that's a bigger challenge for us to stay in the ball game and continue to enjoy what we've had so far this year and continue it on next year. Huge increase this year. Probably won't see that huge increase next year, but we don't want to go backwards either. We want to maintain and grow. It may be a smaller rate, but we want to continue to see growth in exports.
Got to make you feel good to see President Trump nominate Greg Dowd for that USTR position.
I happened to be in Washington last week, and Greg Dowd, as far as a trade representative, be extremely well looked at by the beef industry. He knows our industry. He knows trade. We think he's a great candidate. I happened to sit in on a couple of the undersecretary positions for agriculture, and that would be Bill Northey and Greg Ibaugh, and I thought that went extremely well. This administration needs to ramp up and get some of those people in place. They are doing that. Hopefully we can see a lot of that tackled yet this fall, Ron, and maybe we can start to see some movement on what we've been hoping to see for the last 8-9 months.
What do you hear from EPA as far as the getting a draft proposal for WOTUS.2?
We continue to hear that it's coming down the road, and there's a lot of moving parts. We've stayed engaged on that one as well since March. We've been very involved once we heard that the 2015 rule would be repealed and replaced. We have to replace it because it's mandated by Congress. It's a very aggressive stance to get this thing turned over and fixed, and we know that there'll be a lot of groups out there that won't like this version, so we know there'll be a lot of challenges, but we hopefully will start to see some of that movement here real soon so it can be tackled by early next spring before we get into all the midterm elections.
You feel that Mr. Pruitt has kind of honored what he has said as far as really engaging the grassroots?
Oh, I think he has. I think a lot of these people that are out there in secretary positions have done exactly what they said. We're going to roll back some of these intrusive laws and make them where they're workable. We see Zinke in the public lands aspect, starting to manage those lands like producers would want those lands managed. We see Secretary Perdue out there saying he's wanting to open more markets and you produce it, we'll sell it. I think this whole administration has been pretty friendly to agriculture, and I think they've stayed true to their word.
One last area, and that is the tax policy issues. We're hearing the conversation. We've seen the framework out there now. It does include a repeal of the death tax, but devil's in the details.
The devil is in the details. You know, right now we're asking for repeal of the death tax. We're looking at stepped-up basis, 1031 exchange, 179 exemptions, interest expense. We're going to have to – there's a lot of moving parts. But if you don't ask, you don't always receive. So it's all out on the table. We'll see. There is a lot of devil in the details. We're not willing to give up some of what we've had in agriculture, because we're such a highly leveraged business that we can't really afford to give up a 179s. But right now, we're asking for it all. We've got a lot of challenges out there, and it's pretty tough times in agriculture in general. People need to understand what the capital intensity of agriculture. There's not a lot of dollars in the production model. So we're going to continue to keep working on tax, and hopefully that comes to the floor real soon and we can start moving where we need to there. We have had a lot of play. We've went out and interviewed and had a lot of our members throughout the United States talk about what the death tax means to them. And so there's a lot of we're trying to inform how we differ from a lot of other business.